Felipe Muñoz, Mexico's Olympic Swimming Champion, by Kyle Link. Genre: a biography is an account of a person's life written by another person. Why do you think the author wrote a biography about Felipe Muñoz? Question of the week: what unique traits does it take to do something? The Olympic Games happen every 4 years in a different city. When that time comes, many cities compete to host the Olympics, but only one wins. In 1968, Mexico City won the bid to host the Olympics. That year, over 5,000 of the world's top athletes competed in 172 events for 18 different sports. One of those sports is swimming, and against the predicted odds, the Mexican swimmer Felipe Muñoz won a gold medal in one of the swimming events. Lots of people were surprised. Under the category of aquatics, there were 29 swimming events for 7 different types of swimming: freestyle, backstroke, individual medley, freestyle relay, and medley relay. A stroke is the way swimmers use their arms to cut the water and move themselves forward. A breaststroke is when the swimmer, face down, puts their arms straight ahead, turns their hands to be in a vertical position, and spreads their arms outward, almost like they are clearing away the water in front of them. The breaststroke is the name for both a type of stroke and the style of swimming that uses that stroke. Sometimes it is called the frog stroke because the swimmer looks like a frog doing it. Their legs open at an angle and whip kick inward to be straight again. It is not a stroke for lazy bones. Felipe Muñoz competed in the 200-meter breaststroke event and won. He loved using the breaststroke. That's what he got his gold medal for. Felipe Muñoz was born in Mexico City in 1951. His father's name was also Felipe, and he was from the state of Aguascalientes, which means hot waters. His mother's name was Areti. She used to come to every competition and bring provisions. She was from a town in Mexico State called Rio Frio, which means cold river. This is how their son got his nickname, El Tibio, which means lukewarm, not hot and not cold, but in between. Many say that he refused to enter pools that were unheated. Despite this, he was always seen as courageous and determined. His personality drew him to sports, as he describes. "I was very restless and misbehaved, and I loved everything that involved competition. Football, baseball, basketball, billet, marbles, spinning, bearing. I was into everything, games and sports. I even liked to practice sports with the bigger boys than with the little ones, because that required extra effort." When he was 12 years old, his mother was worried that practicing in the river could be dangerous. Since the currents were strong and the winds stirred the water, she thought he could drown. So he and his brothers went to a private club pool where the trainer, Arturo Rivera, discovered him. Rivera took him to his first competition to represent the club in 25-meter swim. He saw that the American president, John F. Kennedy, was there and decided to start swimming more seriously. "I decided, in fact, to start a race in swimming." Although he failed to make the Mexico City team that traveled to Austin, Texas to compete, he didn't give up. Instead, he joined the team from the state of Morelos. There, he was trained by Nelson Vargas and Ronald Johnson. Muñoz had to endure long workouts and intense training, but because of his hard work and perseverance, he was chosen as his trainer Johnson's candidate for the Olympics. Muñoz was only 17 years old. His main rival was Vladimir Kosinski from the Soviet Union, who was the previous champion and a record holder. His coach advised him that Kosinski was a faster swimmer, but not always able to maintain his speed. Therefore, he recommended to Muñoz that he swim as fast as he could without slowing down for most of the race, and then go with maximum effort at the very end. That is exactly what Muñoz did. For the first 100 meters, he was in fourth place. But in the second half, he passed his American and German competitors, and, with 25 meters to go, he passed Kosinski too. The crowd jumped to its feet. The Mexican anthem started to play. 10 days had passed without Mexico, the host country, receiving even one medal. Now it had a gold. One newspaper said, "The amazing swimmer took out the Aztec claw and, displacing looks of atoms of the undulating crystalline fluid, exceeded and defeated the best breaststroke swimmers. It was history-making." It was the second gold medal won in swimming by a person from Latin America. The first was won by Alberto Zorrilla from Argentina in the 400-meter freestyle race. After Mexico City in 1968, the next city to host the Olympics was Munich, Germany, in 1972. There, he placed fourth in the 200-meter breaststroke. He won a silver medal and a bronze medal at the Pan American Games, a bronze at the 1973 Universidad, and three golds at the Central American and Caribbean Games in Santo Domingo, before he retired in 1974. He became a TV sports commentator, but mostly worked for the government in any of its programs related to sports. It was, after all, his victory in 1968 that created new optimism in Mexico for the country's potential in sports. After the Munich Olympics, Felipe Muñoz finished his education. He had previously suspended his studies to focus on swimming. He graduated from the University of Texas with a degree in communication, administration, and advertising. He had a career in journalism, but it was his sports advice that he was valued for. He was the director of the Mexican Sports Confederation and then head of Mexico's Olympic delegation for the game in Atlanta in 1996, Sydney in 2000, and Athens in 2004. He stepped down from the Mexican Sports Confederation to become president of the Mexican Olympic Committee, a post he held until 2012, when he entered politics to serve as a deputy in the Mexican Congress. He was inducted into the International Swimming Hall of Fame in 1991. A statue is soon to be erected in his honor. In 2004, he visited Greece, the land of his ancestors. His last name from his mother is Greek, Kapamas. He discovered that the name means something like dinner plate. Her grandfather immigrated from the Greek island of Evia. When Muñoz arrived in Athens, the capital of Greece, the taxi he took was driven by a native of Kimi, the town where the Kapamas are from. The taxi driver helped Muñoz connect with a distant cousin in the town. That year, the Olympics took place in Athens, and Muñoz was visiting the country as the head of Mexico's Olympic Committee. It was very special because the Olympics are originally from ancient Greece. The first modern Olympic Games were held in Athens in 1896. The idea came from the ancient Olympics, which were held in Olympia on the Peloponnese, and brought together all of the Greek cities to honor their god Zeus with athletic excellence. As a young man, he participated in the modern Olympics. Now, an older man, he's in the land where the Olympics were born, which is the homeland of his family. "I was only 17 when I experienced my great moment, but there was a story behind me, and those instants are worth a life. Because in the end, the triumph doesn't just belong to you, but also to your family, friends, colleagues, and your country, to Mexico."